You're listening to SBS News.
The world is probably entering the most dangerous decade since the end of World War II, Russian President Vladimir Putin warns, presenting the Ukraine conflict as part of a wider struggle against Western domination.
Now, the historical period of undivided dominance of the West in world affairs is coming to an end. The unipolar world is becoming a thing of the past. We are at a historical turning point. Ahead, there is probably the most dangerous, unpredictable, and at the same time important decade since the end of World War II. The West isn't able to single-handedly manage humanity, but it's desperately trying to do so, and the majority of nations no longer want to tolerate it.
Speaking at the Valdai Discussion Club in Moscow, Mr. Putin says a new world order is being formed right now.
The disintegration of the Soviet Union destroyed the balance of geopolitical powers. The West felt it was the victor and declared a monopolar world order in which only its will, its culture, its interests had the right to exist. Now this historic period of Western dominance in world affairs is coming to an end. The monopolar world is becoming a thing of the past. We are standing at a historic frontier. In front of us is probably the most dangerous, unpredictable, and, together with it, important decade since the end of World War II. The West is unable to unilaterally rule humankind, but desperately is trying to. But most world nations are unwilling to accept it.
Mr. Putin claims Russia tried to build relations with NATO, but got a negative response to potential cooperation. He's calling for a stop to Western enmity against Russia and more dialogue between the East and the West.
We tried to build relations with the leading countries of the West and with NATO. We had one message. Let's stop being enemies. Let's live together. Let's have dialogue, build confidence, and therefore peace. We were absolutely sincere. I want to stress it. We clearly understood the whole complexity of such a rapprochement, but we went for it. And what did we receive in response? We got no from NATO in all potential areas of cooperation.
Mr. Putin says Russia should not be pressured into accepting Western ideals.
If the Western elites think they can put strange, newfangled, in my opinion, trends like 10 genders and gay prides in the consciousness of their people, their societies, so be it. Let them do whatever they want. But what they can't do is to ask others to follow the same direction.
He repeated his claims that Ukraine is preparing a dirty bomb and denied having any intentions of using nuclear weapons in Ukraine, stating it would make no sense.
It was not by chance that we published the data of the special services about the fact that they are preparing some kind of incident with some kind of dirty bomb. It's easy to do. We even know where it's done. The rest of the nuclear fuel was slightly transformed. The technologies available in Ukraine make it possible to do this. They loaded it to a Toshka-U missile system or somewhere else there, blew up this device there. They said that Russia had done it, launched a nuclear strike. We see no need to do that. There is no point in that, neither political nor military. But no, they do that. And it was I who instructed Shoigu to call all his colleagues and inform about it.
But Russia's foreign ministry spokesperson, Maria Zakharova, says the threat of a nuclear conflict has risen amid the fighting in Ukraine. She calls on Ukraine to stop shelling the Zaporizhia's nuclear power plant, which is now under the control of Russia.
We call on the West to affect its Ukrainian wards, to abandon this dangerous adventure of shelling the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Not only this one, but all the steps, events and actions that are associated with a nuclear blackmail. Because all this leads to irreversible consequences and the possible mass deaths of innocent civilians.
A senior Ukrainian military officer is accusing Russia of planning to stage explosions at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant and blame them on Ukraine in a false flag attack. General Oleksiy Abramov, the chief of the main operational department of the Ukrainian military's general staff, pointed to Moscow's repeated unfounded allegations that Ukraine was plotting to detonate a radioactive dirty bomb as a possible signal that Moscow was planning explosions at the plant.
Найбільш ймовірно, що під час виступу It is most likely that during such a mass evacuation, the enemy may resort to a series of terrorist attacks with the detonation of residential areas and the transformation of temporarily occupied territories into scorched earth to inflict critical damage to the infrastructure of the areas being reclaimed by Ukraine. Taking into account the latest information leaks from the Russian Federation regarding the dirty bomb, it is also not excluded that the occupiers may organize detonations at Zaporizhia nuclear power plant to finally put it out of order and provoke a local technogenic disaster and blame Ukraine.
This comes as Russia issued a warning that the United States could be drawn into the conflict in Ukraine and announced that it would target Western commercial satellites used to aid Ukraine in the war. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. has been concerned about an escalation in the conflict from the start.
So are we concerned about escalation? We are certainly concerned about escalation. We have been so from the very beginning of this conflict. And that's why we believe that it's important to communicate with our allies and partners, and also with our adversaries. And as long as we have the channels of communication open, and we're able to communicate, what's important to us, then I think we have an opportunity to manage escalation. So that concern's been there from the very beginning, and we'll remain sighted on this going forward.
Mr. Austin says the Pentagon has a new defense strategy in place.
We're seamlessly integrating our deterrence efforts to make a basic truth crystal clear to any potential foe. And that truth is that the cost of aggression against the United States or our allies and partners far outweigh any conceivable gains. So we're aligning the department's operations, activities, and investments across all theaters, across the full spectrum of conflict, and across all domains, especially in space and cyberspace. In space, we're working to field resilient satellite constellations to dissuade any adversary from testing our will and to ensure that we will prevail if they try. In the cyber realm, we're boosting our resilience and enhancing our capabilities to conduct military operations. And meanwhile, our nuclear capabilities remain the ultimate backstop for our strategic deterrence.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.